Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
On Point Live is on the air. Hi, everybody. I'm Michael Horn, along with the stars of our show. And we have some great guys here in studio. The Los Angeles Rams legendary Super Bowl 14 quarterback, the one and only Vince Ferragamo, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
How you doing, Vince? Everything good?
I'm doing fine.
He's back in town.
You guys sound good.
You know, he's a world traveler, you know.
Yeah. Hold on.
We're lucky to get him.
You think that's good? We got Hall of Fame four-time NFC Offensive Lineman of the Year, the one and only Jackie Slater, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Corey Marino, our producer, who puts the whole thing together and does a great job.
All right, Corey.
All right, so where you been? You were in Phoenix at the spring training.
Spring training, went to see the Dodgers, and it was a fun night. Friday night, didn't get rained out, which was great. The Angel game got rained out, but not the Dodger game.
Now, you guys are still young enough to play, and there was a rumor out that, and I may be wrong here, but you were going to take over at shortstop possibly in case Mookie Betts had some problems. Is that correct, Vince?
They had a lot of substitution players out there that night. But, you know, I was actually there for my grandson's baseball tournament. It was great.
And he did well?
Yeah, they played pretty well. They played pretty good, and so it was fun to watch them play always. And then actually get a chance to say hello to Dave Roberts. That was fun, too.
You know, how's Dave doing?
Made Dave's doing great.
We got to get Dave on the show.
He's
a friend of ours.
Well, Jackie, we had
great guy.
We had the Garrett Anderson on, and after he was on the show, I understand an offer came out to you to be a catcher for the Angels.
Absolutely not.
Put that gear on, Jackie.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But, you know, Javier, Vince's grandson, I don't know if he's going to be a quarterback, pitcher in baseball, but he's got an arm and got his granddad's arm, and his granddad is pouring into him like you wouldn't believe. Oh, getting him all kinds of exposure.
He was supposed to have dinner with me.
He likes tennis, though.
He likes tennis. Well, his dad was a pro tennis player.
Exactly. So
he's got a lot of – that young man's got a lot of options.
So is Javier fun watching him. Playing baseball or football?
Both.
Or tennis.
Plays everything.
What did you go? There was a tournament he was in.
Well, no, he was in a baseball tournament. Yeah, oh, yeah.
And what position is he playing?
10 and under. First base and pitcher.
Yeah. First base pitcher.
Outfit.
And he's a quarterback on the football team.
Okay, and he holds a racket in tennis. All right. So there, and you went to see tennis this last weekend, too, didn't you?
Well, no, I didn't get a chance to go. Oh. My wife did. She loves it. So.
All right. Well, why don't you call me up so we could at least have dinner then, for God's sakes. Twice, Jackie, you and I are having dinner next week. Hey, it's On Point Live. Check us out. We got our website, onpointlive.net. Check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. And don't forget, our sponsor is Harmony Cheese. Go to their website, harmonycheese.com. They got some of the greatest cheeses you will ever know. Jackie will be talking about that in a minute. Enter to win a Harmony Cheese prize pack. Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Give us your name, address, and we'll enter in the contest. onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back. And now for Harmony Cheese. Here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature Golden Age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our Portobello and Chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan blend Caressa J, bold Primitivo, elegant Pinot Nero, and rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
We are back with On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. Both of these guys, former Rams. So let's get into the football free agency market and start with the Rams first. Rams have been doing pretty well. Let's start with you, Vince Ferragamo, with some signings here.
Well, I think the biggest name that comes to mind is Davante Adams. Obviously, Jackie, the receiver from the Jets. And Devontae's had a brilliant career so far. But, you know, with their plans of moving on from Cooper Kupp, they're going to have to bring another receiver in for Matthew Stafford. And, of course, the re-signing of Matthew, not really re-signing, but redoing his contract was a big plus for the Rams. They really need to keep him at the front line. And, you know, Jackie will talk about the linemen, because it's, you know, this game is now evolving, Jackie. It's moving in a direction of building the strong foundation, offense and defensive line. And, you know, you've always talked about it. And the importance of the running game, people have forgotten about it. That's why we've seen so many free agents, Mike, this past year are wide receivers. Last year was running backs. Now people see the importance of running backs.
Right.
You don't see too many running backs on the free market right now.
No.
Not like you do the
wide receivers. You're going at Saquon Barkley. He just did wonders for that position, in my opinion. Yeah. And I think he made a lot of general managers and coaches, look inside themselves and realize just how valuable a really good, not only a really good running back, but a really good running game where you can feature either side of your offensive line, inserting the ball there, tight around the center or in the perimeter. And it just creates more space when you get ready to throw the ball, particularly if people are coming close to the line of scrimmage to stop the run. And I think a lot of really smart coaches are starting to realize that, and they're going to get back to, you know, some of the prominence at that position.
And the biggest offensive line signing was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
right?
Well, we knew that, Vincent. Yeah. You know, as I said, I feel like don't worry about who the quarterback is if you're not going to have a left tackle that can block for him. The Commanders, they came after Lamar Jackson. Some other people did. I knew he wasn't going to be a free agent very long, and the Rams did the right thing. I think they gave him almost $20 million a year. They jumped up and paid him and treating him like respect. Yeah. That's what he deserved, the respect. He earned that.
And the guy's making a lot of money today, too, Mike. We're just throwing around these numbers. I mean, a guy like Tutu Atwell coming in making $10 million a year. Now, he is a deep threat for the Rams.
There's no doubt about it.
And you need to stretch the field vertically to get the underneath coverage alive.
Right.
But, you know, for him to make more than Derrick Henry, make more than receivers.
David Montgomery, James Conner, Joe Mixon, all of those running backs top running backs for that organization are making less money than Tutu Atwell.
Okay.
And Tutu Atwell only caught 42 balls last year.
So Derrick Henry, David Montgomery, James Conner, Joe Mixon, all making less than Tutu Atwell? Is that what you're telling
Absolutely.
Me right now?
Absolutely.
So what's the magic of Tutu Atwell?
Well, Vince can explain it to you a lot better than me, but the way I understand it is that he is fast in a very short space.
So he can get out there.
So he gets out there and he forces defenders to run, creating lanes underneath for guys like Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua to get in those little cavities and catch the football and run after the catch.
And what that initial speed provides, Jackie, is a way to get a quick read on the defense. So if you're putting quick, immediate pressure on defenses, it defines where you're going to do with the football. And makes the job for the quarterback much easier, too, mm-hmm. and simpler. And, you know, obviously got to have the pass protection to go with it. But, you know, when you get that speed out there and then you get the underneath coverage, you got the whole entire field to utilize. And that makes a phenomenal offense.
So that burst of speed you're talking about, Jackie, gets everybody looking at him, and there may be another play involved, and this guy's bursting out there. Let me ask a question of you, Vince, because mm-hmm. we watch it all the time, the handoff pass. Does that fool anybody ever anymore? I mean, come on. You got to, as a professional football player, know who's got the ball.
A flea flicker, yeah. You hand the ball off to the
What's
running
it
back.
Called?
A flea flicker. He runs up to the line of scrimmage, turns around, and flips the ball back to the quarterback. But, yeah, again, the reason why you do plays like that, Mike, a change of pace, but to offer confusion to a defense, to establish the running game, and that's what we've talked about for many, many years. Once you have a threat of a running game, your play-action pass opens up huge, and it gets receivers down the field wide open.
Well, that's what you're saying.
The other thing about the flea flicker, where you give the ball to a back and he inserts into the line of scrimmage, it kind of works just the opposite of a deep threat. A deep threat stretches the defense. It forces defenders to run, creating cavities underneath. If you hand that football off to a back that's inserting into the line of scrimmage and they have an aggressive front seven, in other words, they really attack the ball with those linebackers, now you're creating cavities just behind them that you're going to attack with the passing.
And that's where Tutu is hanging out right there. He's jumped out there, and so he's got it. All right, so, and then you guys were talking about, you know, all these wide receivers available. Well, we talked about this last week, 3 years ago or so, maybe four, everybody said the running game is dead in football. Nobody's going with the running game. Now, in the last year or so, the running game has come back, and now what, wide receivers are on the way out? Is that what's happening?
Well, that's what the trend is, that, as far as this year is concerned, Mike. But then you have the draft that we're going to be seeing here in another month or so, and, you know, there's some good running backs coming out of that draft. And you guys, when you have running backs like Jahmyr Gibbs, Tishon, which the running back for the Atlanta Falcons, Bijan. These guys are quick. They're exciting. They're fast. They're electric. They can move in any direction. You know, be a pass receiver out of the backfield.
They're
run
like
the football.
Big wide receivers
huge.
Is what they are.
It offers you more elaboration in an offense. You can really extend your offense.
So Jackie, do you have to have it all? Because we're looking at Saquon Barkley when he was with the Giants. What's the deal? They released him. Now he goes to Philly, and there's a Super Bowl championship there. You got to be able to use your players and know what they can do. And does that get back to coaching? Is it the quarterback calling plays? What is it?
It's not the quarterback. It's the offensive coordinator, and particularly the head coach. He has a vision for the type of offense he wants to run, has a vision for the type of defense he wants to run, and he hires a guy who's more similar to him and can get done what he wants to get done. And so many of the coaches are one-dimensional. Say he might have been a former player who played on one side of the ball or the other. Now he's going to spend all his time either running the football or passing the football, whatever he's most familiar with. And then he's going to let the defensive side of the ball go to the defensive coordinator. They're going to try to hire expertise over there. The interesting thing to me, as I have watched, is that guys who don't understand one side of the ball, they make a mistake in the hiring of the guy that they think understands the other side of the ball, and that guy might be totally contradictory to everything that head coach wants to do. In other words, he might want to come in and throw the football vertically down the field all day, so he's going to encourage the acquisition of wide receivers, or he might be a guy who wants to run the football, and he's going to want to invest in the offensive line and the running backs. It just all depends on how the mechanics – come together with the coaching staff and what they want to do.
So a guy like Aaron Rodgers, is a coach going to go with him knowing full well that Aaron Rodgers, with all of his history and his background, is going to probably want to do his own game and not listen to a coach? Or will Aaron Rodgers say, I better listen to this coach if I want to play a good year here?
Well, the philosophy of the offense has a lot to do with it, Mike. I think that Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, they were more defensive-oriented. Now he's considering going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and there's a swap. Justin Fields went to the Jets. Now maybe Aaron Rodgers goes the number one guy left. That's one of the teams that need a quarterback unless they sign Russell Wilson. But that's an offense that is it's wide open. In other words, it's going to require a quarterback to come in and take control. And like a Ben Roethlisberger type. They don't really have a systematic scheme.
He's going to be whoever gets this guy, in my opinion, they're going to bring him there not only for his physical abilities, but for his experience, for his expertise in the passing game and in running offensive football.
But Sean McVay, let's take the king of the new type of a coach.
Sure.
He's got to see what he's having there at quarterback so that they're in tune with what's going on. So all the more reason to keep Stafford on the Rams and keep him happy instead of bringing somebody else in, correct?
Absolutely. We went up and down about whether he should stay and all of that. But Matthew Stafford is a clone of Sean McVay. And Sean McVay knew that the whole time they were dangling him, allowing him to be dangling around.
We never thought he was going to leave, okay?
I don't think he ever thought he was going to leave.
No, Sean McVay makes them all better, including Baker Mayfield, right? I mean,
he can make any quarterback look pretty darn good.
Got to take a break. We're coming back with more. Don't forget, get to our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. There's great cheese packages. We'll talk about that when we come back. Also, go to on.point.live on Instagram. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie on our YouTube channel. And email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget to give us your name and address. Enter for a Harmony Cheese prize pack, onpoint@crntalk.com. We return in just a few minutes. Stay with us. It's On Point Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back. It's On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Jackie, I promised our audience that you would talk a little bit about Harmony Cheese. And Vince, you can, you've got a winery, and you know wine very well. And you've got some great Sangiovese. You got that Tuscan blend that pairs well with cheese. And I know you're a big fan. But let's start with Jackie. Well, you know, just became a fan of Harmony Cheese right out of the box.
Particularly the Abergele. And the smoked Gouda. I really like those two. But yeah, I'm a little bit different when it comes to cheeses. See, I'm an old school guy. I was born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi. And, you know, cheese was a part of our, you know, we were getting it. We had neighbors that was actually making cheese and stuff. And one of the things that I learned to do was just to enjoy cheese with some of the common things in life that you know, you get your Ritz crackers, you get your saltines, you know, you can. And this time of year, I just love it because the Girl Scouts are selling those cookies out in front of Albertsons. You go there and you start get you some butter, you know, some peanut butter cookies there. Mix, take that peanut butter off there, those two crackers, and put you some cheese right between.
Hold on a second. If I'm following this right for a second. And you were known as the big cheese when you were growing up as a kid, right? Come on.
On occasion they would call me that.
Don't be shy.
On occasion they would call me that.
Jackie Slater, you will buy Girl Scout cookies, the peanut butter Samoas or whatever they are, and you will scrape the peanut butter off and put the cheese between the two chocolate halves.
Actually, that's not the way to do it. If you want to get more for your money, you don't put the two pieces of cookie back together, you make two.
Oh, I gotcha.
Two pieces of cheese.
Double it
two
up.
Cookies. So now you got two mouthfuls instead of one.
Our producer, Corey Marino, is writing this down. He's like, this is good. So you take it apart.
You know, you got to know how to eat your cheese if you want to be a 300-pound man.
I'm coming to your house for appetizers. Now, here's the deal. Harmony Cheese makes cheese for a lot of different labels besides just Harmony Cheese. So if there's some kind of cheese you like, we can challenge in some week to make some cheese for you and send it over. And for you too, Vince.
And we can put some nice ingredients together too, Mike, because it's such a good complement to food, like mac and cheese. Oh. It's the number one food that's sold, and you can use a lot of Harmony cheese with the macaroni.
You can,
all right?
You can.
And, you know, you can use all kind of different fusilli. You can use orecchiette.
Oh,
you can use any kind of macaroni.
Okay? Soon to be at your, you know, your winery that you have there. Do you have a tasting room at your winery? Is it called the kitchen?
No, but we could provide something like
that. Well, you could ship the wine. Okay,
we'll work it out.
But that Sangiovese, and you've tasted his wine, right? Pairing well with Harmony cheese.
Yes, I have.
Right. You know, and we're getting ready to blend the 2022, so that's coming, Jackie. You know, we had so much success.
Does he help you with that?
Well, Jackie can get involved. Jackie's been over to the house. He's seen the vineyard. He's helped harvest.
I've harvested grapes from there. I was eating them just as I was harvesting.
He ate more than he harvested.
We had a good time harvesting grapes. And then after they distilled and made the wine, when it came down, Vince had us over and we had
Do the tasting.
We did the tasting.
And you survived it because I saw him once he pruned his vines. His hands were gone for a while there, right? I mean, that's hard work.
I just
finished pruning out there now, Mike, and it's a big job.
Jody makes
it's
a good
lot
dinner?
Of fun. But before the harvest, we have the Italian food and we have a big food fest.
You eat before you put them out
in
the field?
Oh, for sure, because you have to harvest in the evening when it's cool, Mike.
Yeah.
So you never harvest in the middle of the day.
It's a little nap time.
But we have fun. We have the lights on our forehead, and we go out and enjoy it. And
well, you got lights on?
Oh, it's dark. Yeah. It's nighttime.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
it's
supposed
nighttime,
to do it
so
at
we
night.
Have to go, it's cooler. We have to do it when it's cool.
So this, we're getting an education. Now back to sports, because I'm buying some time here. Because
you also have to have a headlight on if you do it at night so the raccoons and the opossums won't get the grapes.
So if I take a nap there, an opossum or a raccoon
might eat a big bunch of grapes.
They could.
The raccoons have destroyed the vines. They'll come in and wipe you out.
Welcome to the Vince and Jackie Wine and Cheese Show, ladies and gentlemen. HarmonyCheese.com. I told you he's a cheese fanatic. Now, okay, so we've been having this controversy for the last few weeks. By the time this show airs throughout the weekend, for God's sakes, he may be gone. Cooper Kupp, is he finished with the Rams, Jackie Slater?
Well, I think he's pretty much done, and I'm not excited about it. But you know, this
Vince,
this is what I did.
Easy.
This is what I did.
Have a Girl Scout cookie.
I have over 500. I have 570 some odd contacts in my phone.
This is the, yeah. By the way, ladies and gentlemen.
In my phone,
the consensus.
Yes. And in my phone, I have several former teammates, several friends in different areas, different compartments.
And we won't call them out, but what did they say?
Any names or anything like that.
What's the
but I asked them to explain, help me understand how a guy could go from 2 years ago being the offensive player of the year.
2021 offensive
as a receiver, having more receptions, more yards, and more touchdowns. Triple crown than anyone in the National Football League. How do we go from that in 2 years to a guy that's not wanted by his organization? And the consensus from all of the people, now these people were receivers, they were defensive backs, they were personnel people, they were just the whole gambit.
And this is your people that you
these
know.
These are people that are friends of mine that I talk to and stay in contact with.
They
said to me, first of all, Cooper Kupp's job, the relevancy that he brought to the table, has been more than duplicated by Puka Nacua. He's doing the exact same things that he did, only he's younger and he's making a whole lot less money. The next thing that they all seem to agree on is that Cooper Kupp has had injuries that has sidelined him. In each of the last two seasons, Cooper Kupp has only played 10 of 16 and 17 games.
So 60% of the time.
Yes, that's all he's done. And he is being paid like one of the top receivers in the game. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing that they said was simply, you know, if it perhaps was time to get a little bit more dynamic guy that was like a tweener between Cooper and Tutu Atwell, who, by the way, got $10 million for catching 42 passes last year because of his ability to stretch the field. So now Devontae Adams is supposed to be like the equivalent of a souped-up Cooper Kupp. Just great hands, a little bit faster, can run a little bit deeper route, intermediate routes, and you don't miss anything with run after the catch with this guy.
And
this is what they all seem to feel.
And if the timing is right, they're going to save money on the salary cap. So they'll have space to afford to spend on other players. But you look at the quality of this player and what he's meant to the team, and Jackie and I both discussed it. What he brings to the locker room and into the meeting room and to the field is his ability to prepare himself mentally and physically to get ready for games. And nobody does it better than he does. He really understands the game. He's a coach on the field. He does it all. If he's asked to block, he can block. But he's really a dynamic receiver. And so it's going to be the Rams' loss when they move him on.
Sure.
It's going to be someone else's gain. And yeah. We talked about teams.
Where does he go?
That some teams that may be interested, a lot of teams would love to have this guy. But if he goes to the 49ers, watch out with Brock Purdy and Christian McCaffrey.
They're rebuilding there, right?
Watch out. They've lost more players to the free agency than any other team in the NFL. It's crazy what they've lost.
Ton of guys. Good football players.
Oh, my God. A lot of great players. Debo Samuel.
They let
Jusek go, their fullback. I mean.
Just a ton of guys.
Two offensive linemen.
Depleted. If the 49ers are competitive this season, particularly with the Rams, it'll only be because of their player personnel department. The people that are heading up their player acquisition department are going to have to do one heck of a job to come up with guys to play at a top level to warrant getting into the playoffs and all of that.
Well, the other team, too, would be the Chargers. Justin Herbert, could you imagine him and Cooper Kupp hooking up? That's a good one. A lot of K's there.
They did draft a slot receiver a year ago.
Yeah, McConkey. Yeah, he's a pretty good one too. So
it's going to be interesting. I think Cooper Kupp still has a lot of football left in him.
Oh, for sure.
And you know, at his age,
was talk of him maybe going back. Like Jay White, our good friend, said he might go back to Detroit.
Yeah, who knows? Wouldn't that be interesting? He had
a reunion.
Yeah. Right. So we're gonna keep our eyes on it, and wherever he goes, they're gonna be getting one heck of a person.
All right, so let's talk a little bit more on some of these deals going down. The big one, of course, Geno Smith is going to the Raiders. Sam Darnold comes over from the Vikings over to Seattle. What do you think on this one, Jackie?
Well, I liked, you know, a year ago Vince was talking about how he didn't like Geno Smith, and I'm thinking, well, what is there not to like? This guy's thrown for more yards than any quarterback in the NFL at this point in time. But Vince, there's a lot of nuances about being a big, physical, rugged, down the field passer that doesn't jive with a lot of offense nowadays. And Vince has pointed many of those things out to me. So, in light of what he has shared with me about that position, I can understand Geno moving on, and I can also understand him signing Sam Darnold, especially in light of the fact that everyone knows that Kevin O'Connell is a quarterback whisperer, and if he was able to get him playing at the level that he played at throughout the season last year, then surely much of that he's going to be able to bring to the table with him and use it wherever he plays.
Pete Carroll also whispers the quarterbacks, one in particular. So, Vince Ferragamo, what do you think of this trade?
Well, Jack, you know, the free agency market now has caused so much talk and so much controversy, and teams are moving around like crazy. You don't see players stabilizing in one team very long. But that's the way the game's played today. But it helps some teams. And, you know, it's a way to try to immediately fix some problems. And what we've seen with quarterback movement, too, Jack, that's been a big story, because now we're getting an influx of good quarterbacks coming out of college, making room for these players, and then consequently there's players moving. Sam Darnold, he went from Minnesota, which had a great season. Now he's with Seattle. And I think with Mike McDonald and also Kubiak, their offensive coordinator, they're going to change things, because they had the 30th ranked offensive line in football. And I can understand, too, Geno's defense, that had a lot to do with his performance. And he had to throw deep, he had to throw quick, get rid of that ball. But now, see if they can do it, because Mike McDonald's a defensive-minded coach. So I think Seattle is on the move up. They're really made some really good changes.
And the Raiders
for
have to
team.
Be on the way.
The Raiders now, the reunion with Geno Smith and Pete Carroll, that's going to help
that
team a little
bit.
That's
going to be very interesting.
Very interesting. And, you know, let's talk Commanders later when we come back from the break, because there are some other teams that have been, they've done really
who's
well.
Who's taken over my job? It's the break that is coming back up on Hot Point Live. Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Don't forget to check out our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. And to get a Harmony Cheese pack, go ahead and enter. Give us your name and address. Email it to us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Also, questions for these guys, onpoint@crntalk.com. And don't forget to follow us on YouTube there. Go to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie and check it all out at crntalk.com. Again, that's crntalk.com. You got a lot of things to go to. We're going to take a break after you're relaxed. We'll come back with more.
You know what I love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place,
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza / landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Moe.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4/5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media. And Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings, Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers four free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and four lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, Corey Marino, our producer, and you, our listeners over there. Don't forget, check it out at our website, on.point.live. That's on Instagram, and our website, onpointlive.net. Check out, we got a lot of hits on the website, guys, haven't we, recently? And a lot of people have been trying to enter to win the Harmony Cheese Packs and the Vince Ferragamo wine and with those cheese packs. You go to enter that, give your name, address, your phone number, and send it to onpoint@crntalk.com, like in Competition Radio Network. onpoint@crntalk.com, and ask some questions of these guys, too. Should be good stuff. By the way, we're on CRN1 at crntalk.com for those of you nationally. Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific, Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and Sunday at 6 a.m. Pacific time. And on CRN2 and Sports Byline Radio Network, Saturdays at 8 a.m. Check it all out. All right. Starting with Jackie, your son played for New England, and they've been spending some money here, right?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
You know, I was mentioning this a little bit earlier when Vince and I were talking. You know, when you change coaches in the National Football League, it's usually that head coach has one area of expertise that he's really, really good at. And in the case of the New England Patriots, they brought in Vrabel, who was a defensive linebacker in the end and all of that, and he's a defensive-oriented guy. And he won a lot of ball games with good personnel around him, good defensive scheme around him. And that's what it would appear that the Patriots are doing with their new coaching staff. The New England Patriots went out, and they spent $244 million on four players, and they were all defensive ball players. And, I mean, I looked at the Patriots a year ago, and I saw, you know, I saw some struggles here and there on both sides of the ball. But, this is a clear indication of what I'm talking about when you acquire a new head coach. They're going to let other people handle the other side of the ball or keep it meat and potato where they can understand it. But the area where they feel like they can have the biggest influence is where the money is going to get spent. So I wouldn't be surprised this year if we don't see a defensive juggernaut back in New England.
Let's ask a question. Does defense win more games than offense? Should we talk to Andy Reid over there at Kansas City, the Chiefs?
Well, it has been in the past. That's been the statistics over the years. The teams that won more Super Bowls have been more defensive dominant teams, and they've won more Super Bowls.
Defense won the Super Bowl.
And what's happened lately, I think more people have wised up to the fact now in the NFL that offense and defensive lines are vital to the sustainability of your team, to help you move the ball, to help you sustain winning drives, to win games, okay?
To stop the run, okay.
Everything's done at the front line. And so what we've seen, Jackie mentioned the Patriots spent a lot of money. The team that spent more money are the Vikings. Spent over $260 million, and there's a lot of emphasis on the offensive line.
Absolutely.
Now, why is that? They have a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy coming in. They want to protect the quarterback. What did the Commanders go do, Jackie? They spent one of the most highest players in the offensive line, left tackle.
Tunsil.
They paid a lot of money for him. They gave three players. They gave eight draft picks for three players, him, Deebo Samuel, and who is the defensive back. Okay? So the Commanders are putting their stake in their team. They know they have the quarterback. They want to protect the quarterback. Okay? The other quarterback that's been hit the most and sacked the most is Joe Burrow for Cincinnati. They need to spend more money protecting that guy. Because that guy is vital.
Absolutely.
So the teams that understand it are the teams that are winning, and they're winning Super Bowls, Mike.
All right. So let's take a look at anything else we want to talk about.
Well, yeah. How about these guys on defensive line have been getting paid like crazy, huh? Max Crosby? Miles Garrett.
It seems now that if you want to get paid, if you're a good football player, you ask to be traded. If you're a very good football player, particularly a defensive lineman, ask to be traded. Tell them you want to go somewhere where you can win. And that's exactly what Max Crosby did. Max Crosby came out a couple months ago, and he goes, I want to play for a winner. Okay, well, what did they do? They gave him a 3-year, $106.5 million contract to stay there and play for them as they are trying to win. And then Miles Garrett, you know,
he said the same thing.
Miles Garrett said the same thing. He said, I want to go and play for a winner. I want to win. I want to win.
I'm done with the Browns, I think.
And they gave him a 4-year, $160 million contract to stay
money
in Cleveland.
Money talks.
It pays to wait, too, Jackie.
Absolutely.
To wait and see what your other guy got, and I can get more.
Absolutely. And Miles Garrett, remember, he had this thing going with the Watts brothers and these good pass rushers. He said, I am still the guy. And apparently Cleveland agrees with him because he is the highest-paid non-quarterback in the history of the National Football League.
All right, what about DK Metcalf? He complained, I want to play somewhere warm
and for a good
with
quarterback.
A good quarterback.
He got neither.
What happened?
That was a mistake.
He went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's cold weather. No, they have no quarterback until they get Aaron Rodgers, though.
If they get Aaron Rodgers, now we got something going
on. They may have Russell Wilson back, too, as well.
Come on, so. You guys were saying Aaron is done. Now I think we should bring him to Pittsburgh. I think that would be a fun thing to see.
You know, that's going to be the final domino that falls, don't you think,
that's
Vince?
That's the last one, yeah. There's only a few teams left for quarterbacks now. You know, the Titans are waiting for the draft.
And, you know, just because you need a quarterback doesn't mean that you're going to jump out and sign Aaron Rodgers, particularly if you don't have an offensive line that can support him with receivers that could go down the field and make the plays. Aaron Rodgers is going to have to be in a utopic environment where he can be protected because, remember, he's coming off that torn Achilles. He's going to have to be protected, and he's going to have weapons all around him.
All the quarterbacks have left Pittsburgh, Jackie. There's no way left because Kenny Pickett went to the Browns.
Okay, Russell Wilson?
He's on the trading block. He's out there.
He's out there.
So, I mean,
maybe
keep
him as a backup?
That's possible.
I think Russell's value now, Vince, is with one of these young upstart quarterbacks so he can teach them. He can run, and they know that they can scramble and run all over the place, but the mechanics of being a pocket passer and still knowing you have the ability to run is something that I think is a strength of Russell Wilson's, that he can teach some of these young athletic quarterbacks how to, be more of a pocket passer.
And here's another cool player, Daniel Jones. See, he spent last year, he came from the Giants, he went to Minnesota, was in the quarterback room with O'Connell there. Now he's the quarterback with the Colts. And now he's with Shane Steichen, an offensive-minded coach. And I think this is a team to look forward to. This could be a game changer for the Colts.
And teams that we're not hearing in the hunt for a quarterback to sign, they seem to have the 1, 2, or 3 draft picks. You were talking about that, Vince, right?
Well, 1, 2, and 3. The Titans, all three top teams needed quarterbacks. But, maybe Kenny Pickett can help the Browns in the second pick. The Titans will definitely get a quarterback, the first pick. Cam Ward, possibly. I mean, who else is there? Maybe Shedeur Sanders, possibly those two. And we'll see what happens there. But Cam Ward's the number one quarterback coming out. And the third pick is the Giants. Mm. So if they don't get Aaron Rodgers or they don't get Russell Wilson, they'll be drafting a quarterback.
And the Bears, they've picked up a few guys, traded for a lot of people.
Offensive line, they're dumping all their resources in offensive line.
I love what they've done. They brought in, you asked that question, where's the beef? They're bringing all the beef to Chicago. There's no doubt about it. You remember they used to ship all the beef from the East Coast, the West Coast, back East, from out here, and it went through Chicago? Well, that's what's going on in Chicago now. They're loading up with guys who are skilled, who can block, who can stay in there and give you a pocket, who can stretch the defense on rundowns, who can do all these kinds of things. And in my opinion, I'm honored to see that because I know the importance of having good, experienced offensive linemen to handle these talented, athletic defenders.
Michael, what happens in the NFL? People copy. other teams. They want to copy the champion. They want to copy the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
They had a great offensive line, great defensive line. They won a Super Bowl. They beat the great Kansas City Chiefs.
Right, right.
Okay. That's what it is. That's what everybody's banking on right now.
All right. Now, we've been talking. Let's talk some basketball. Let's flip the page here a little bit. And we've got LeBron with a he's injured at 40. And our here on the show, I didn't realize this, we have a groin strain expert and the one and only – Jackie Slater.
So I never said
how'd
I was.
You know
a,
that?
I never said I was a groin strain.
I did some research, and you are a groin strain expert. So please elaborate on this.
Let me tell you something. There was never a more reckless person in practice and in games than me.
I played
with my heart, and Vince will tell you that, and hopefully the people that I played with. But I can remember the process of aging. You know, I know basketball is nowhere near as strenuous as football. When it comes to the physical demands on your body, I understand that. But I also know what it feels like to be 38, 39, 40 years old trying to do something that I have been done since.
Don't you wish we were still feeling what it's like to be 38, 39, 40 now?
Yeah. But I know what that feels like to be getting older in a sport
right.
where all of the movements you're so familiar with, there's nothing you didn't have to think about how you got your body through cracks and around piles. You just naturally did it. And when I was watching LeBron James, and I love LeBron, when I was watching him, what I saw was all of a sudden he stopped. And that told me two things. Either he is smarter than I was, and he realized that he's on the verge of tearing that groin worse, and he don't want to take it any farther, or it just popped, and he knows he can't do anything else. So if it's the first, and he's a smart guy, smarter than me, then he'll be out for a short period of time.
I say 2 weeks.
But if he popped it, we may never see him play another snap.
Yeah.
He may never play another minute of basketball in this season.
Well, let's hope there was no
pop. You guys want to hear a secret?
Please.
I played with a groin pull my whole career.
Come on. Now tell us this story.
Yeah, but
Vince
I know.
Sargamo.
No, it is a nagging injury that really never goes away.
What was his name, by the way? The groin strain.
You don't want it. LeBron doesn't want to run like I used to run I couldn't run at all anyway. But
that was the difference, what he just said.
He couldn't run.
He didn't have to run. He just stood in the pocket.
I was with the right team. You got to be behind a great offensive line, and then you have it made.
Vince used to light up a cigarette, take his helmet off before he threw the football. You had time, right?
Good old days. But I think that, you know, Luka Doncic has made such a big impression here. And see where he's coming from now and where this team's going to go. LeBron James understands where he's at.
Yeah.
They're going to need LeBron if they want to make noise in the playoffs.
Right.
Because there's some good teams in the playoffs right now. And so we'll see what happens.
And,
they were playing pretty darn good
basketball. What you just
said,
LeBron understood the value that Luka brings to the table.
That's true.
And what LeBron was doing was perhaps playing outside of himself a bit to the
right.
Wanted to play
trying
to
do too much, Jackie.
Trying to do too much.
And you know what?
To do too much.
Yeah, and I can understand it because he wants to make Luka look good too, you know, because one makes the other
prove
better.
Prove that he's gotten some help and they can now win a championship.
It was fun for him. It was fun.
Quoting
LeBron, he says about the groin strain, not much concern. Obviously, we'll go day to day and look at it each day and see if it gets better and then take the proper measures and see what we need to do moving forward. Mm-hmm. He says, I've been there before. I know what type of injury we're dealing with. The good news is they say he doesn't believe this injury is as severe as his 1 in 2018.
Well, that's exactly what I thought when guy hit me in my pec and I feel it snap, and I'm thinking, okay, I haven't felt it like this before, but I think I'm going to be all right in a couple of weeks, and that didn't happen.
Email Jackie Slater for details of his groin strain at onpoint@crntalk.com. He'll answer all the questions for you on our next show.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you.
Are we having fun yet?
I'm glad I'm sitting down on this portion of the show, let me tell you. Otherwise, you're groin. Can you stretch there, Vince? That's good.
Stretch every day.
onpoint@crntalk.com. Don't forget our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Give us your name and address. Send it to us in an email at onpoint@crntalk.com and get yourself possibly a Harmony Cheese Pack with the Vince Ferragamo wine, right?
The Super Tuscan.
The Carissa J.
Carissa J.
It's good. All right. Email us onpoint@crntalk.com. It's onpointlive.net. We'll be back here. And our final segment coming up, we're going to baseball and a huge signing that we have to talk about when we come back at On Point Live. Don't go away.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. It's On Point Live. Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater, and the big signing in baseball, maybe the biggest news that came out of spring training, the greatest manager in baseball, Dave Roberts, 52 years of age, this gentleman, agreed to a four-year contract worth a reportedly $32.4 million, makes him the highest paid manager in baseball. Craig Counsell signed a $40 million deal, but that was 5 years. And so Dave, who has Red Stitch Wine, and that's an excellent wine as well, one of the great guys. He's worth every dime, every nickel, dime, every penny of that
great, kind. Great personality, great though, Jackie. Guy. I mean, just great talking
guy.
To
we
Dave.
We had him on my show, remember?
We had a great interviewer. I mean, I met him, and when we talked to him, he's so personable. He'll talk to you like just down
Let
to
me
earth.
Ask you this about you with coaching.
And he was a football player. Don't forget that.
That's why.
Okay, so with coaching and managing, nowadays in baseball, is it the same in football? You got to be one-on-one with your players. You got to know about their family. You got to know more about them
personally.
You have
personally. To be personable. Okay, personable. And, you know, talk about your family. Talk about what's important, you know, in life and stuff. And I think, you know, he gives good life lessons, you know, because he's experienced a lot of it, Jackie. And he just has a good rapport with players. Players respect him. They want to play for you. And when you have a coach like that, you'll go to any limit to do the best you can.
Think about this.
Yes.
If you love what you're doing, absolutely love what you're doing, and I'm assuming that's the case with most professional athletes, in particular baseball. If you love what you're doing, you have to be able to look at the people that have gone ahead of you and seen that this can happen, seen some of the positives. This guy played several years in the major leagues, a great baseball player all of his career. Now he's a manager. who else do you want to listen to if you're playing pro baseball other than a guy like him?
And the only guy that had walked to the mound in the World Series and looked Blake Treinen in the eye and say, can you get this guy? And let him stay out there
let
and
him stay
pitch
out there.
To the guy. No
Absolutely.
Manager does that.
Absolutely.
Hey, we're in the, you know, this is spring. This is March Madness right now, Jackie. And you know what's really impressed me is girls basketball. Everett, my daughter played basketball, but Jackie, watching Caitlin Clark and, you know, long eyelashes.
Yes.
Miss Reese.
Miss Angel Reese.
Miss Angel Reese. Yes. I mean, they created so much excitement.
Yes.
It's not men's basketball, but it's entertaining.
Yes.
I enjoyed watching it, especially Juju Watson.
I'm watching, yes.
Did you watch at USC?
Yes, I did. How about the two-pack?
They're going to keep talking. And while they are talking, I'll wrap up the show.
Beating those
we'll
girls
talk about
the,
this next week.
Yeah.
Go to onpointradio.talk.com. Check out our sponsor, harmonycheese.com, on.point.live. You want to get together with that. YouTube channel on Planet
Watch.
Vince and Jackie. Final thoughts from you. What do you guys say at the end of the show?
What in the world?
No, not what in the world. Stay on point.